A school district in southern Colorado is experimenting so that educators can live close by, helping build houses that they can one day own. Statewide, the housing affordability crisis threatens the stability of public education. KRCC's Brianna Heaney is in Colorado Springs, where construction begins soon. She spoke with Bozzy Kanani.
Bree, what school district are we talking about here, and why are they doing this?
We're talking about the Widefield School District. It's in southeastern Colorado Springs. Widefield's superintendent told me that the district has undeveloped land that was set aside for them by developers. And with that land, they're building the homes with Pikes Peak Habitat for Humanity. Statewide, fewer than 20% of homes on the market are affordable to the average teacher in Colorado, according to the Keystone Policy Center.
Is there a model for this? Have other school districts done this before?
Not this program exactly, but the Aspen School District built tiny homes for employees, and Eagle School District started building affordable rental homes years ago. A new Keystone Policy Center report strongly encourages school districts to build more housing like this. It quotes teachers from all over the state who are paying 40% of their income on housing, people who have master's degrees and are making $44,000 a year.
That's really not a lot in a place that can be as expensive as Colorado.
Yeah, it's pretty grim. It says the lack of affordability of housing is a major reason behind the state's teacher shortage. Teachers told the research center they've seen colleagues leave to take jobs at car dealerships or restaurants, where they can make more money. The research center asked teachers if they'd want their school district to be their landlord, and 70% said, yeah, they're comfortable with that.
So back to the project in the Widefield District. How many houses are being built?
So the plan is to build 41 units, and 14 of them will specifically be set aside for school district employees. And it's a special arrangement through Habitat for Humanity, where the houses will be designed for employees' needs. And the employee and their family, if they have one, will also have to put in some labor.
So the teacher will be helping to build their own house.
Yes, and so are the students. The goal by the end is for families to be the full owners of the house and the land. Habitat for Humanity told me this program aims to go beyond just affordable housing, but to be affordable home ownership.
It can be hard to build affordably in Colorado. How much does each of these houses cost to build?
The average cost of each of these houses is $360,000. That's with inflation and recently imposed tariffs. These houses are built with 90% volunteer labor, which keeps the cost lower. They plan to break ground in October and finish the first housing units about a year and a half from now. So they won't help this school year, but Laura Williams Parrish at Habitat for Humanity says the idea is for these homes to be long-lasting.
So many of our homeowners talk about, I have something I can leave my kids. They can come here for Christmas, you know, and things like that. They can come back home.
And building housing on district land is just one idea that the Keystone Center proposes to help more teachers stay in their jobs. Another idea they suggested is for schools to partner with private building owners and landlords to subsidize rent. There are many ideas for ways schools can help teachers. But again, the key takeaway from this report is that a lot of teachers in the state need help securing stable and affordable housing.
Brianna Heaney speaking with Colorado Today host Bozzy Kanani.